A North Vancouver man who threatened a group of teens at a skate park and threw a vial of urine at a nurse's face at Lionsgate Hospital has been told by a judge he needs to get help for his mental health and addiction issues or he faces a dire future. Judge Joanne Challenger urged Joel Lisney, 35, to stop using street drugs including methamphetamine, which can cause permanent brain damage. Challenger made the comments January 12 in North Vancouver Provincial Court when handing down a sentence of time served for the 64 days Lisney has already served in custody for several offenses. The offenses include threatening, assault, and committing an indecent act in public. Court heard how on June 8, 2022, Lisney was speaking to a group of teens at the skate park in Kirkstone Park when he told a teen, "Shut up before I strangle you right now," then spoke about how easily he could kill the youth, according to Crown Counsel Samantha Norton. When the teens asked Lisney why he was wearing a skirt, he lifted the skirt and exposed himself to the group of youths, who ran away. The next day, Lisney went to the police and was taken to Lionsgate Hospital under the Mental Health Act. While being admitted, Lisney was asked for a urine sample. But when the nurse went to retrieve the vial from him, he took the lid off and threw it at her, leaving urine on her face and clothing and in her hair. A few months later, on October 28, Lisney was again at Kirkstone Park, threatening teens. "I have a machete and I'm going to kill you guys if you disturb me again," Lisney reportedly told them. Police were called and upon searching Lisney found a 14-inch machete, said Norton. Lisney was also arrested on two other occasions in May, once when he was seen masturbating on a public trail leading down to Vancouver's Wreck Beach and again when he threatened a waiter at the restaurant in the Holiday Inn in North Vancouver, telling him if he didn't get a prime rib dinner for $35, "I will destroy you. I will destroy everyone in this restaurant." Lisney's lawyer Glenn Purick said Lisney has never been diagnosed with a mental illness but was prepared to attend the Forensic Psychiatric Outpatient Clinic for assessment. The judge told Lisney that was a good idea, adding he needed to get a handle on his meth addiction. "I know that addiction is not rational. If it was, people would be able to quit. But you also have a mental health issue and combining the two of them is not a good thing for you," said Challenger. Lisney was placed on 18 months probation with conditions not to loiter around any public park, skateboarding park or community center where teens under 18 are present. He was also ordered to take counseling and treatment for substance use or mental health issues as directed by his probation officer. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.